This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It is Friday morning. We got some good news and we got some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's just get the bad news out of the way right now.
The bad news, Brookstone has filed for bankruptcy.
Where am I going to get my overpriced vibrator now? I mean back massager. Sorry. Oh,
yes,
sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. 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 Whoa. Sorry.
Very specifically Whoa. Shaped small back massager. Yes.
I mean, Dave, it's a smart massager. You know,
yes.
To really pinpoint the places on my body that are tense and really need to be loosened up. You
it's
know?
Almost as if it was designed for a very specific crevice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
That's how
right
you,
under the armpit.
That's
yeah.
how you knew that that Brookstone was probably heading towards the finish line.
Yeah.
I remember the last time that I walked into Brookstone, which was probably 5 years ago plus.
Yeah.
It was that fashion show.
Uh-huh.
And I just walked in. I'm like, huh, they're just straight up selling vibrators, huh?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Last time I was at a Brookstone, they insinuated I did not have enough money to buy one of the vibrating chairs.
Were they right?
I mean, yes, but I didn't like the insinuation.
They're implying like, that you don't have
you.
Money.
Excuse you. I can take out a very high interest loan and several credit cards.
Yeah.
And get this on layaway for when Black Friday rolls around.
The company was sold to a Chinese owner in 2014 after filing for bankruptcy. They said that they're going to close all of their locations. A lot of them are mall locations. They are going to keep its 35 remaining airport stores open, though. They said, you know, malls, a lot of places around the country are having problems. Amazon is killing everyone.
Just destroying.
Although I will say, I was at fashion show this past weekend. That place was popping.
I mean, you have the food court, too. Like, you have actual restaurants in there, so.
Are people going to the food court still? No. I mean, fashion show.
Yeah, California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah.
That's my favorite place.
It's your favorite place at the mall?
I like that.
Okay. All right.
All right, okay. Sylvia. You are a special young lady.
It's good.
You're very pretty.
If somebody said, I want to take you on a date, and I want to take you to Fashion Show Mall, to California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah, man.
You'd be into it?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do this.
Check your DMs later, I'm sure. I'm sure there'll be plenty of invites.
So, Brookstone going away, that's the bad news. The good news is there was a... Well, the headline isn't the good news because a Florida valedictorian got kicked out of his house for being gay.
Oh, that...
Oh.
Jacksonville, Florida. Parents kicked him out of the house because he's gay.
A valedictorian of his high school.
4.16 grade point average. Had been accepted to Georgetown University.
Wow.
As part of the class of 2022. But he left his parents' house in February after they'd given him an ultimatum to attend their church. After years of disagreements regarding his sexuality, he is gay. And they said, you either have to go to church so that way they'll, you know, preach the gay out of you, or you have to leave.
Jeez.
And he said, but I'm gay.
That's not how it works.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no.
You don't go to church to get yourself
not like
gayed.
It's not like getting an earring, my ear pierced.
It's not like going to the doctor and getting a Z-pack. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh. Well, so the internet responded, and that's the good news. Donors gave him $114,000 through a GoFundMe.
So that'll cover half a semester in Georgetown.
that'll pay for college. It's about $20,000 per year at Georgetown.
Is it?
I mean, it's $20,000 before you start adding in like
books,
living on campus,
food,
room and board, and everything else. But $114,000 will come pretty close to covering the nut of it.
Yeah.
That is a heartwarming story.
Side note,
parents,
I mean, they're just
awful
terrible.
People.
Just
what are you
the
doing,
worst.
Man? Like, how do you exist still
in 2018?
Yes,
Florida, bro, Florida. I am going to, when my daughter becomes college age, kick her out of the house for something that is certainly a hot button issue.
At the time, whatever it may be.
Whatever it is.
Who knows what it may be.
Who knows in 16 years from now, whatever it is, and then start a GoFundMe and get her college paid for.
Smart.
Good thinking?
Smart.
Yeah, I'm into it. All right. Okay. All right.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone. So Sylvia said she would do a little sexy time after having some of that pizza. But I'm wondering, is that for dine-in or takeout? Huh? Yeah.
Message deleted.
Who carries out at California Pizza Kitchen?
Dine in.
Yeah.
I love that guy so much.
You dine in. You don't carry it out.
She wants to be treated like a lady, sir. You're not going to.
Does she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she does. Nah,
I don't know.
She wants you're going to get a dessert. We're going to get the tiramisu when this pizza's done, Dave.
Ooh. Or that butter cake.
I feel like you're projecting, Mahoney. I feel like you want to be treated like a lady, and so you're just putting it on Sylvia.
Who doesn't want to be treated like a lady?
I don't.
Oh. Oh, you a skank.
Or do I? Just push me down and spit on me.
Oh.
What? Throw the pizza on the ground. I'll
David,
eat it off the floor.
It's too early.
Why would you throw the pizza on the floor?
I'll
eat it
that?
Off the floor. That's what I deserve.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, dang.
Jesus.
Please leave a message after the tone.
And I was a small kid, and I always had to sit in the middle seat. I mean, people's legs are touching me, and I was always getting stuck with that weird seat. Sometimes not even a seatbelt at all.
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah.
Is it strange that school buses don't have seatbelts?
Aren't they adding? Weren't they?
They've been talking about adding them for like 30 years.
Yeah.
But you would think that out of all of the vehicles, I mean, it's loaded with children, delicate, fragile children.
Yes.
And it's the one thing that doesn't have seatbelts. Yeah. Isn't that strange?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to do the crisscross seatbelts? Like where you've got like too many kids in the back seat.
Oh, you just put it over the lap of all of them?
Yeah, or you go each way. Yeah.
That doesn't seem safe either.
It wasn't, but that was back in the 80s.
Yeah, back when we were kids. Like, you know, dad's drinking a beer while everyone's flying down the road in a station wagon with those rear facing seats in the back of the station wagon, and
he's driving with his knees.
He's driving with his knees. There's a kid on his lap holding his other beer for him. It's a mess.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, you steal the air out of my lungs. You make me feel it. I pray for everything we lost by back Sylvia. Your hand forever is all I want. Don't take Mahoney. Don't take Mahoney.
Message deleted.
What?
Oh,
is that a haiku?
It's a song.
What song is that?
I can't remember it.
Really?
No.
One of the greatest, Jack Antonoff, Bleachers, Don't Take the Money.
Yeah, Don't Take the Money.
That is not one of the greatest ever.
I mean, that's not like, I mean, I like Jack Antonoff.
I like the Bleachers, fine.
He dated Lena Dunham.
No one cares. Oh.
But
who?
Lena Dunham.
Exactly.
Again, it's not it. I wouldn't call that a hit.
It was a hit.
Was it?
Was it, though?
Was it?
It would have been better.
I just quoted it to all three of us. We all work.
I don't understand how that went. I don't understand
station.
How that went over your heads.
Oh, come on!
No,
he played Soundhouse.
And?
He should have sang it.
He played Soundhouse, and where else did he play?
T-Mobile Arena.
No.
Yeah.
More recently.
And
I don't know. He's doing the whole New York thing.
He played a Holiday Havoc. He opened up for the Killers.
Oh yeah, and Holiday Havoc. Right,
please leave a message after the tone.
You know, I got to call in and apologize to you, Mahoney. Yesterday, I left a voicemail laughing at you because you couldn't spell biscuit. In reality, I was just trying to hide the pain that I have about myself. Back in fourth grade, I misspelled the word cheese in the spelling bee contest. And you know what? I feel just like you. So I just want to apologize, Mahoney. Have a good day, sir.
Message deleted.
Yeah, Ian, see, cheese is a fourth grade word. You're like, what? How do you spell chameleon? What?
Sorry you don't know how to spell cantaloupe, Dave.
Cantaloupe is a tricky word.
Oh, totally.
I can spell cantaloupe.
Go ahead.
I know you can.
C-A-N-T-A-L-O-U-P-E.
Boom.
Because you remembered.
You know how I know how to spell that?
No.
That old, was it UB40 or not UB, whatever, LS4, whatever that band was, the cantaloupe.
It's Top Stories.
Here's what's making news.
So William Karlsson, an absolute rock star for the Vegas Golden Knights this past season.
Yep.
He wants to get paid for being a total rock star.
Okay.
$6.5 million is what he's asking
That's
for
fair.
Annually.
That's fair.
The Knights have countered with an offer of $3.5 million annually. So they have a little ways to go.
Yeah. He had one of the most breakout seasons on record. I mean, the dude went from a relatively unknown to a full-blown superstar.
Yeah, yeah. So the team has the option of selecting a 1 or 2 year deal for Carlson in arbitration. The two sides can continue to negotiate a contract before Saturday's hearing in Toronto. Carlson made $1 million last season when he finished third in the NHL with 43 goals. The 25-year-old won the trophy as the league's most gentlemanly player and was the 10th in voting for the MVP award. However, Carlson produced 18 goals in the previous 3 seasons combined, which makes it difficult to compare him to other players and project his value. So basically they're saying, look, he had, 5-6 goals the season before, and that was the average over the 3-year span before last year. But it's not how it works in sports, man. If you have a huge breakout year
and your contract's up,
you've proved that you're that good, you get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
look at Joe Flacco.
Pay the man his money.
I'm not saying that William Carlson is the Joe Flacco of the NHL.
No, Jesus, don't wish that on anyone.
I don't.
Oh, God.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Joe Flacco made, $100 million off of that deal, yeah. $20 million a season. But if you go from 6 goals the season before, and you played pretty much the full season, to 43, that deserves a pretty big pay raise.
Las Vegas City Council votes to sue opioid makers. So the Las Vegas City Council voted on Wednesday to file a lawsuit against opioid manufacturers and hired a law firm. The firm has handled similar cases, already representing Clark County, North Las Vegas, Reno, and other Nevada cities and counties. The legal battle is against opioid manufacturers seeking to recover dollars that local governments have spent on law enforcement and social and medical services to respond to the use of addictive drugs. Here's the thing is that, this is tough. I don't think that suing opioid makers is going to do anything except for put money into lawyers' pockets.
Yep.
You look at what Portugal did, and it's been 15 years since Portugal decriminalized all drugs. Okay. And since then, they've taken all of that money that they'd previously used to shame and to harass and to arrest all of the people that were under the influence of drugs, and they put it towards rehabilitation programs. And since then, and this isn't my opinion, this is just fact, since then, the number of people that are addicted to opioids and other powerfully addictive drugs in Portugal has dramatically dropped.
Wow.
So that's just the stats. I think it is a very dangerous concept, the idea of let's legalize all drugs. But again, this isn't my opinion. This is just what's happened in a country like Portugal.
I mean, it does seem scary at first.
Seems really scary, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you want to take that risk. But if it's going to rehabs, I mean...
But if you look at the...
If you focus on educating and rehabilitating people instead of just throwing them in jail, and then as soon as they get out, they get right back into it.
That's the upside of it. Yeah. The rehabs and all that.
Why opioids became a huge problem is because you started cracking down on other things.
Yeah.
That's why. Heroin became a huge thing. And then when they couldn't get heroin on the streets, it was much easier to get these. And now it's much easier or much harder to get opioids. Now it's much easier to get heroin again. So it's this vicious cycle that just sucks, man. People need help.
Yeah.
And is locking them up, it's reduced crime. And if you look at it, there's about 10 million people in Portugal. We got 2 million people here in Las Vegas. We could be easily... adopt a similar model.
Well, you can't do it locally, though. You can't do it state by state. It would have to be federally.
Well, that's never going to happen.
Well, that's what I mean, though. Statistically, according to the data, it works in Portugal, but does it work in a country of this size? I don't know.
Do it in Nevada as a whole.
It doesn't work like that, sure. Man. No, because then everyone comes here and gets their drugs and goes to back to the states where it's illegal.
Have them check for... check for the needles at the banana stand.
At the banana stand in Yermo?
Because they're not doing anything
else
there.
You're just waving everyone through, man. What are you doing here?
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's time for an all-new blooper reel here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. This week, we said we were going to do better, and I believe we did. Ian probably had a hard time putting this one together.
Yeah, it's so difficult, Dave.
How many of your bloops did you include?
I put one in there just for you, Mahoney.
Oh, did you really?
Thank you.
Yeah, just for you.
Appreciate that.
Nice.
We want you to be included, Ian.
Thank you.
So you can be a part of the team.
Oh, you guys are so nice. No, but really, let's do better, guys. No, really.
It's not for lack of trying.
I had a collection of bloopers this week. I hate it when I have to narrow it down. If I can make this a half hour, believe me, I could.
Oh, dang.
I just choose not to.
Here's the finest 2 minutes of broadcasting you'll ever hear.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
That's
crazy, bro.
When they got arrested, I assume the DA, we've got concrete evidence. the DA, we've got concrete evidence.
Beelzebub is coming.
Beelzebub. No, you're right.
Just got our first blooper of the week here. Yeah. You catch that? 6:11 a.m. on Monday.
Beelzebub.
I always thought it was Bezelbug.
No. Bezelbug.
No.
Fun fact for you guys, Mahoney and Harry Potter share a birthday. Isn't that nice?
Like, oh, nice.
The real Harry Potter, like the guy that played Harry Potter, who's become kind of weird ever since playing Harry Potter. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
Oh, that should be a porn name. Who's become kind of weird ever since playing Harry Potter? Harry Potter?
If you got a 7-year-old going buck ass wild, kicking the back of my seat, and you don't say stuff.
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
What kind of stuff?
If you got a 7-year-old going buck ass wild, kicking the back of my seat, and you don't say stuff. You're a litter apologist here, Dave.
You're a litter apologist.
You're a litter apologist.
You're a litter apologist. You're a little apologist. You're a litter apologist.
You're a litter
apologist. You're a little apologist. Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
The DA. We've got concrete evidence. Concrete evidence.
I always thought it was Bezelbug.
If you got a 7-year-old going buck ass wild, kicking the back of my seat, and you don't say stuff.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's the Redneck Report.
Man, there is a critical detail that is missing from this story that I wish was not, and so we're just going to have to make it up. But there is a guy from Arkansas that so badly wanted to go see a concert that he stole a jet. An 18-year-old named Zamarius Devin Scott wanted to fly out of state, so he hopped inside of an American Eagle jet at the Texarkana Regional Airport.
American Eagle, they have their own airline?
I guess so. Wow. American Eagle, I think, is an offshoot. They're like the smaller planes that they use for the hoppers.
I thought they were the company that just wasn't quite as good as Abercrombie.
Yeah, the bootleg Abercrombie. No, the critical detail, though, is we don't know what concert it was, so we just have to assume it was Miley Cyrus, right? It's got to be Miley Cyrus.
I was thinking he's going to go follow the dead around the country.
Is that what it is?
Are they touring right now?
18-year-olds don't still like the dead,
sure
do they?
Really? Fish?
No.
Lil Wayne?
Wayne performing?
I don't know.
Daniel Williams was captured on video Wednesday in Somerville, South Carolina. He spotted a police car chasing a man on a mobility scooter near a Walmart. The cart appeared to be running out of juice.
Oh my God!
As the rider was using his feet to help propel the slow speed vehicle along, he was straight up Flintstone in that bitch.
Oh my God!
Oh yabba dabba do.
Yabba dabba don't. This guy went to jail for it.
If you're the cop following the guy in the rascal, you got to pit maneuver him, right?
You got it.
Just boom.
I think you just got to get out of your car and just slowly walk up next to him, and be like, "Hey man." You want to go ahead and stop?
No, never.
A Florida man dumped a bucket containing human feces and urine inside of a convenience store in St. Petersburg, Florida.
No.
Ugh. Why?
Damian Sims, 41, arrived at the 7-Eleven about 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday and proceeded to toss the slurry of human waste onto the floor of the business. Oh. The liquid splashed on merchandise.
Oh, no.
Valued at $28.
We lost a whole roll of our whole row of Doritos.
These Chips Ahoy cookies seem soggy. I don't know.
The smell to them.
He had gotten the waste from a porta potty.
Oh God!
So he went fishing for it.
Oh God! That's just I can smell it.
I know.
I don't know. You just dip in a bucket into the bottom.
Stop.
Of
Stop. Let's just move on.
Like, talk about the worst Ill. Wishing well ever. Oh.
So there was a fight over some skip songs on a jukebox that led to an arrest because, hell yeah, there was. 28-year-old named Michael Gretz was jailed 2:05 a.m. on July 14th. Incidents happened at the Jetty Lounge in Fort Pierce. Police arrived at the lounge, and Michael was arguing with the bartenders because His songs didn't get played on the jukebox. He's mad. Yeah, the bar was closed. He was told that he had to leave, but instead he wanted to sit there and argue about the jukebox. I'm guessing maybe a little booze was involved.
Possibly.
Maybe.
So the cops were called, and when they showed up, he said, "What are you going to do? Take me to jail?" And the officer said, Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Took him to jail.
Actually, I wasn't considering it. Well, good idea.
Thank you for bringing that up.
I had not thought of that.
Yes, it's a brilliant idea. And last but not least, a drunk man continually whacked his schmeckel against a car and then went number two in the street as the woman inside of the vehicle ate chips. What? John Henson had been on a marathon drinking session when he ruined the woman's seaside trip in the United Kingdom. Without warning, he opened his trousers and began going boom, boom, boom against the car door. The driver called the man a dirty douchebag and threw some chips towards him. Shut her window and then screamed for her mom. A passenger of the car did the same thing. At this point, he dropped his trousers, turned, bent over, and went number two in the street right there by the car.
What is
the
with
bizarre
people doing
series
that?
Of events unfolded around midday on June 29th, close to the guy's home.
Well, they do call it a manhood. Maybe he was confused.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Friday Five.
It's the Friday Five. It's our five favorite audio clips of the week. And coming in, not at number five, but as an honorable mention, is Bossy Rossi. And this is, I think, the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, Mahoney, but I think the first time that we've ever played audio from Bossy Rossi's show on the morning show.
Normally wouldn't consider audio from his show to be something that we'd say is the best of.
Yeah, we wouldn't highlight anything from his show because it's not so much a show as in just more of a... Here's a song. Cool. That was this song. Here is another song.
Hi, I'm Ross Mahoney. I'm friends with everybody.
Yeah. I'm cool. People like me.
I can't even get my voice that high. I wish I could.
Here it is, Bossy Rossi. Honorable mention the Friday Five, screwing up his stupid 420 music hit.
It's the Revivalists on X107.5, your 420 music hit. And I screwed it up. All right, Revivalists, all my friends, take two and action.
Text Ross and nope. Mahoney, the real Mahoney.
He sucks.
I feel like that should have been more blooper reel material. We got a new system here that we're running at the station.
A little tricky.
It's got some bugs in the system that we're trying to work out. So if you hear some stuff that doesn't sound as... smoothly as it should.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So coming in at number five, this is some audio of a pizza delivery boy entering someone's house. I don't know how this really unfolded. It seems strange to me that there would be a guy who shows up at the front door and then he's like, "Hey, you have a piano. Can I play your piano?"
And then like, "Hey, let's record the pizza guy playing the piano."
But turns out hell of a pianist.
I mean, that's cool.
Why are you not impressed? I think that's good.
I don't know. Because I've heard people play the piano before.
Yeah, but can you do that?
Can I do that? No, yeah. There's a lot of things that I can't do that I don't consider to be cool.
I think that's cool.
And also, just cool really penis. Weird that you let a pizza guy into your house and sit down and play the piano.
Ian said that he used to be a pizza delivery boy. He used to get invited in on the reg.
Yeah, I used to go in all the time and play people's trumpets and... And other
instruments. You hooked up with a couple of people.
Yeah. So you never know. I'm very talented as well.
Imagine Ian's skinny little frog ass just rivet. Number four in the Friday Five is old Chris Hemsworth. And keep in mind, just kind of that springing motion of a frog. Boing, boing, boing. Number four is Chris Hemsworth. This is Thor. And Thor is getting a tattoo. And Thor is a bitch while getting a tattoo.
Yes. Oh, he is starting to like this. Oh, I love this.
I love it.
If you take it out of context, though, and you're like, this is something happening to Chris Hemsworth, a sharp, pointy object repeatedly
Stabbing him.
Stabbing him.
Yes. You're starting to like this.
Oh, I love this.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's the Friday Five.
Our five favorite audio clips of the week, and coming in at number three, we have a police officer that wasn't paying attention. And look, I get it. Cops are busy when they're in their car. They've got a lot of stuff going on. Sometimes they have the laptop. Sometimes they have the phone. And in this case, it was the phone, and the cop was looking at the phone instead of the road and ran over a guy on a bicycle.
And the guy on the bicycle was not too happy about being run over by a police officer.
He was just fine, but this is the body cam footage of the cop walking up to the guy and basically telling him, like, rub some dirt on it.
No, I think this is the GoPro from the guy.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's the GoPro from the guy on the bike.
Even more interesting. All right, so the cop's like, no, you're fine, you're fine. Rub some dirt on it. And the guy's like, you ran me right over.
Whoa, whoa! Ah! You mother... Why the f*** are you looking at your phone, officer?
I got a text from the other officer here. Give me a second.
Oh, damn it.
Right.
Why are you texting? I don't care if you're texting.
I wasn't texting. I was looking at my phone.
Either way.
Yeah, I know. That was my bad.
Why are you doing that in a turn?
I wasn't paying attention.
I can walk. How's my arm look?
Your arm's fine.
How about this one?
You're fine.
I need...
No braces. I see my braces you got right there.
You got Band-Aids?
Yep, I do.
Yep, sure do.
I love how he's like that big, like, older sibling trying to, like, calm down the younger sibling who got hurt. Like, no, you're fine, you're fine.
Don't tell mom.
Let's hear that impact again.
One more time?
One more time. Let's hear that impact.
Whoa, whoa! Ah! Oh. You mother...
You're fine.
Oh, man, I love it.
God, that sucks so bad.
It sure does. Coming in at number two in the Friday Five is a guy named Dick Hill who was trying to be a good Samaritan.
What was Dick Hill trying to do?
He's walking through a parking lot, and he saw that there was a couple of dogs inside of a vehicle with the windows rolled up and decided that could not be the case. And look, it's summer months across the country. Mm-hmm. Turns out he was in the Midwest, so it wasn't... nearly as warm as it is here in Ohio.
It's not a desert.
It is 78 specifically.
Okay.
And they went back and reviewed the surveillance footage.
Yeah.
And the dogs had only been in the car for 8 minutes. And Dick Hill decided that he was going to grab a hammer and bust out the window because he needed to save them dogs.
He had good intentions.
He's just so stupid.
Yeah.
And if you don't think he's stupid, listen to him talk.
Did not know how long it was going to take them to get there. And I really felt that puppy needed to get out. I needed to see if that puppy was okay. The officer told me that I should have waited, that I had no right to break that window.
Oh, Dick Hill.
What is going on in the background of that also? Are they in like a little like waiting pool? Do you hear the water? Yeah. What the hell is happening?
The officer told me that I should have waited.
Taking a bath?
That I had no...
Is it like a fountain?
They went to his house to interview him while he was in the bath relaxing.
The officer told me that I should have waited, that I had no right to break that window.
If what Dick Hill did was wrong, Dave, I don't want to be right. This is
the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Friday Five.
Coming in at number one of the Friday Five, because of course it is from yesterday's Super Stupid Spelling Bee. If you missed it, this is a contest that we regularly do. We compete against each other, and all of us have to spell words. Why are you sighing, Mahoney? What's wrong,
You don't
buddy?
Even know what it is.
You don't even know what this could possibly be.
It could be any part of the Super Stupid Spelling Bee.
We all screwed up yesterday during the contest.
Yeah. I didn't spell hallelujah, right?
You're trying to take my victory away from me.
You did not win. You didn't.
Did no,
you did
Dave
not spell
won.
A single word correctly.
That is incorrect.
No, that is correct. In fact,
C-O-R-R-E-C-T.
Okay, you got it right.
You nailed that one. You got me there.
That's right.
Semantics, son of a bitch. this one is number one of the Friday Five. It's when Mahoney tried to spell biscuit and spelled it with a Q, not once, but twice, and then denied spelling it with a Q, even though he clearly had just spelled it with a Q, not once, but twice.
Mm-hmm. Mahoney, your first word is biscuit.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Come on.
It's tough.
He eats that.
It's tough.
He didn't know it.
Can you use it in a sentence?
It's not Bisquick.
I had a craving and went to Popeye's for one of their famous biscuits.
Mahoney, you are an ass biscuit.
That's funny.
John, do you want to spell this one?
His name is Justin.
You want
no,
spell
don't.
You want
the word is biscuit.
No. Mahoney, you spell.
What do you mean? You said we had the listener.
Get the win. Get the win. Close it.
I want to let this guy do it.
I can spell it.
You're such a bitch, Mahoney.
Yeah. How am I a bitch?
You're such
Mahoney.
A bitch.
You're a bitch kid.
Damn.
I think I can spell it.
Go ahead. Spell it. He's getting flustered. I think he's getting red.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Mahoney.
His eyes are going back and forth.
Wait.
No, you were right. Don't start it with anything else.
Don't start. Is there a silent P in there?
B-I-S... Q-U-I-T?
Why, Jesus, God. Why did you put a Q in there?
No.
Why did you put a Q?
Q. No, I said U. No, you said, go back to the tape. I said Q, B-I-S-Q-U-I-T.
You just said Q
again. You said it again.
There's no Q.
What are you doing? Q-U.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing, Mahoney.
I grew up around a lot of Bisquick, man.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. On a Friday morning, the story of the year is developing.
What breaking news do we have now, Dave?
From Joe Paris, who is a reporter for a TV station in Boise, Idaho. He said, hashtag breaking. About 100 goats are on the loose right now in a Boise neighborhood. They're going house to house, eating everything in sight. Nobody has a clue where they came from. Updates to follow. And I put it up on our Twitter, at Dave Mahoney, if you want to see the pictures. But, I mean, there is just 100 goats wandering around.
Oh my God.
In, like, a nice little suburban area.
This is the apocalypse.
This is how it starts.
This is the apocalypse. It is here. It is upon us.
And then he put out another one that was a video of it, and there's, like, kids walking out of their houses confused. He's like, here's a live look at Goatapalooza 2018. There's just people milling around like, what is happening?
Where did all of these goats come from?
Well, we found out. So this all started developing about an hour ago, and then 47 minutes ago is when he posted the video. 16 minutes ago, an update came down.
Okay.
Oh, man.
He said, party is over. Loose goats have been cornered and are getting loaded back onto a truck owned by, quote, We Rent Goats.
Is this a goat viral?
What is going on?
Dave, did you just fall for a goat viral marketing campaign?
You know what? If this is a viral marketing campaign by We Rent Goats, nailed it.
Hold on.
Why would you rent goats?
Well, they use them for pruning. So some people will use them as opposed to having to go through and, you know, mow all of the grass and everything else on the property. They'll just release goats and they'll eat everything.
So I Googled We Rent Goats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. WeRentGoats.com is the number one link on Google. I feel like this is a very risky click, though.
Do it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
It's not.
It's legit.
Working with the environment, not against it. It's goats who mow lawns.
That's cute.
A group of goats is known as a tribe, a trip, a drove, or a herd.
I like tribe.
I like trip.
Trip.
Yeah.
A trip of goats. I feel like.
Where's my trip of goats?
I feel like if you walk outside, you see 100 goats, you're like,
I'm tripping.
Yeah.
So it has been detected from somewhere in deep space. I hate space. Space sucks. But Sylvia, you like it, so I'll read this story.
Oh, thanks, man.
A brief burst, a signal beamed across the universe, has been picked up, they're saying. There is a powerful $15.6 million Chime telescope. It sits in the mountains in British Columbia in Canada. And they say that they have detected what they believe to be a highly unusual FRB, which stands for fast radio burst signal, in what is likely to be an extremely powerful source coming from somewhere else in the universe.
There's a FRB coming from somewhere else in the universe?
FRB?
Do you think that's what set off the goats, the tribe of goats, the trip of goats?
The FRB, the FRB. It's communicating with the higher life forms.
With the goats.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Wait, what do you mean, whatever? This is awesome.
Yeah.
Here's because we're now
some stupid aliens trying to launch a podcast.
Yeah. our dumb voices are getting beamed out into the universe as well.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if you're an alien, you've got this advanced civilization, you've gotten rid of crime, hunger, you basically live in a utopia.
Eradicated poverty and disease. Yes. Yeah.
And this is the crap that you get.
And then they hear us.
Yeah.
And they're like, are they talking about a trip of goats?
We can't.
That is awesome.
We and then can't. They come visit us.
As a race of humans,
yeah,
we cannot handle knowing if aliens legit exist.
Because of course not.
I thought, you know, years ago, you know, this years of Star Trek watching and thinking that, you know, like the future was going to be a better place. I don't think it is. I think we've gotten just so dumb. And like, think about the imaginary borders that we create right now.
Yep.
People hate that. People hate people based on their skin tone, their accents, a thousand different reasons.
If you look different than me, if you sound different than me, if you are from a very slightly different part of the landmass than me.
You went to a different high school or university than I did, so I hate you.
You know how tribal things have gotten when you're at a baseball game and they're like, all right, the right side of the stadium, and everyone on the left side's like, boo, I hate you. You suck. Start throwing beers, and you're like, why would aliens, you do that?
Aliens are just looking at us like, huh.
You're like, boy, these people are stupid. Wow.
Yeah, we're not ready for aliens.
Let me go ahead and just further the point that you're making. So this is a woman in Texas that pulled out her phone and started narrating what was happening, but it was two old white guys on the side of the road that had a road rage incident.
I mean,
and one standing outside of his little Chevy pickup truck.
It wasn't even a pickup. It was like a minivan. It was like a Hyundai Tucson, I believe, and the other one was a Chevy Corolla.
Toyota Corolla.
Toyota Corolla.
So there's a little Corolla and there's a little minivan, and these two guys, one's wearing dad sandals.
That dude tried to kick.
Dude, yeah. He was wearing some Tevas.
You can't kick wearing dad sandals,
but like he,
bro.
When he tried to, like, when he made that kick, he was like, oh, no.
He had a polo
regretted
shirt
it real quick.
Tucked in with a belt.
Tucked in his polo shirt with a belt and shorts and Tevas sandals, just to give you a visual of what's going on here. But this chick's narrating it and finds it hilarious.
This is live in action for real. These two men acting a fool on the side of 35, y'all. I ain't making this up. Girl, shut up. This is too much for me. Can we get some movement? Yo, let's chop this up.
I love that laugh. If you want to see the video, these two douchebag dads going at it, at David Mahoney,
yes.
Or DavidMahoney.com right now.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X107.5.
It is time for Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? And Greg is joining us from Southwest Las Vegas. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Tell us about your education.
I had community college and then a year and a half at the University of Michigan.
Okay. And then you dropped out as well?
Yeah.
What were you studying?
Business and commercial art.
Okay. So it's you versus Mahoney. If you get more correct or as many correct as Mahoney today, then you're going to get set up with the tickets for Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday, which is not today, but it's 1 week from today over at the Joint Inside the Hard Rock. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. And that's where you'll have to go if you do not best Mahoney today, because we will not give you anything. Fair enough.
All right.
Mahoney, leave.
Get out of here.
Greg.
Wow.
I'm sorry you called in, because you're just wasting your time, because your ass is going down, son.
Look at him.
Going down, Greg.
He's taking his tea.
You're going to jail, Greg.
He's not going anywhere.
It's mean.
Is it? Jesus.
Okay. There is no pass today. Total of 5 questions coming your way there, Greg. Are you ready for question number 1?
I am ready.
All right. Question number 1. How many instruments are in a string quartet? How many instruments are in a string quartet?
4.
4 is correct. On the board with 1. Question number 2. An isosceles triangle has how many equal sides? An isosceles triangle has how many equal sides?
3.
3 is Incorrect. I'm sorry.
Yeah, two.
Two is the correct answer. Yes.
I know. Yeah.
Mount Everest is located in what mountain range? Mount Everest is located in what mountain range?
Oh, shit.
Language.
Buddy.
Oh, sorry. Andy? No, not the Andy. Shoot. I don't know.
5 seconds.
Shoot, what is in there?
Three, two. Make a guess.
The Andes. I don't know.
Yeah, the Andes.
Alps.
Andes and Alps, both incorrect. Himalayas. Himalayas, correct answer.
Himalayas.
Yeah.
I knew it was Nepal and stuff.
But. Yeah. Yeah. All right, here we go. On to question number four. What is the most abundant element in the universe? The most abundant element in the universe.
Carbon.
Carbon is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh,
hydrogen. Hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. It's all right. That's all right. You're on the board with one.
brain fart.
Oh, yeah.
That happens.
All right. Fifth that and happens. Final question. The wearing away of land by wind or water is known as what? The wearing
erosion
is correct.
There
we go. There
you
go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That was good.
Himalayas,
yeah. All right. So Mahoney is going to come back in. We're not going to tell him how many correct that you got. Hopefully he blows it today and you get set up, okay?
He better. I blew it.
Yeah, well, you did.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
made some strange noises, too.
Yeah, he's done worse in the past. So let's see what happens. Mahoney, are you ready?
Hold on 1 second.
Did you do your push-ups?
No, it's summer Bahama. I'm not going to sweat in these beautiful Bahama t-shirts.
I see. Huh. All right.
All right.
Enjoy your coffee.
It's green
it's
tea.
It's green tea.
It's green tea.
Whatever. It's good for the throat, Dave.
Ah, yes. Got to keep that thing pristine. All right. Five questions. No pass today. Here we go, Mahoney. You versus Greg. Question number one. How many instruments are in a string quartet?
Four.
Four is correct. Stop being so indignant over four.
I know, four. He always does that.
Congratulations. I call it
that.
A quartet. Don't be so proud of yourself. An isosceles triangle has how many equal sides?
An isosceles?
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Two is?
Incorrect.
Final answer?
No.
What's your answer?
Two.
Two okay. is correct.
Yeah, I know, bitch.
Huh?
I know, bitch.
Oh, you know, bitch?
I know, bitch.
All right. Mount Everest is located in what mountain range?
Mountain range?
Yep. 5 seconds. Four, three, two. I know, bitch. Himalayas.
Yeah, I didn't know the range.
Yeah,
well.
What is the most abundant element in the universe?
Carbon.
Carbon is incorrect. Hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Are you sure on that one?
I looked it up, yeah.
Are you sure? Are you really sure?
I looked it up.
Because carbon is the what creates everything. Carbon
Sylvia,
is,
if you...
I looked it up.
Carbon is literally
I looked it up.
Everything in the entire
Hydrogen
universe.
Is the most abundant element.
Ask what everything is made
of. In the
out
universe.
Of. Carbon.
It's right here. It says hydrogen is the most abundant element in the universe. Helium is second.
Hold on.
Jesus. Can we not fact check these right now? God. You got it wrong. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. Hydrogen is made up of carbons.
Carbons?
Carbon. Carbon atoms.
Whatever. You're wrong.
That is wrong. I am right.
Okay, well, if you're right, he got it right, too, because he also gets carbon.
That's fine.
So it's a push.
That's fine. All that's right. a push.
Fifth and final one. Jesus. The wearing away of land by wind or water is known as what?
Erosion.
Erosion is correct.
God, these questions are so dumb.
Oh, my God.
I'm
you're
dumber
dumb.
For playing this game today.
Greg, you got two correct. Mahoney got three correct.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. You lose, you get nothing.
Oh, well. That's life.
Yep. Thanks for playing.
Sorry, Greg.
Ah, like, man.
Seemed like, a, seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Man.
But I told you, you were just wasting your time. Bitch!
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, man. Call number 10
wow.
gets the tickets.
It's a hot burn.
702-791-1075.
You just touched a hot stove, idiot.
All right, oh secret code word for this hour is scene, as in what, after what Mahoney did to Greg, this is a crime scene. Text the word scene to 72881, and hopefully you win $1,000. It's brought to us by the Fremont Street Experiences free concert series featuring good. Hailstorm.
Oh, so good.
Saturday, gross. August 25th.
So damn good. Yeah.
So smart.
With Dave and Mahoney.
Literally almost the mistake of a lifetime in the case of this. Mm-hmm. A Scottish couple said that they had a winning lottery ticket, and it was initially ripped up, thrown in the trash because they thought it was a dud, and it turned out to be a winner to the tune of $75.5 million.
Oh, my God.
Why would you ever rip up a lottery ticket?
Right, just throw it away.
Just throw it away.
Throw it away.
It right? feels like that is just excessive to just and throw it in the trash can for this reason alone. Who also went back into the trash and pieced this thing back together?
So this couple who collected their Euro Millions winning this week told officials that Fred took their ticket from the July 10th drawing to the store to check if it was a winner, and that the young clerk scanned the ticket and told him it was not a winner and promptly tore it up and threw it in the trash. So the clerk tore it up and threw it in the trash.
I'd murder that guy. I would take that $75 million that I just got and torment the hell out of that dude.
Higgins said the ticket was retrieved when the machine then printed out a message. Officials say they performed checks on the ticket, including reviewing the CCTV footage from the store to verify the ripped ticket, which bore the numbers 3, 8, 26, 33, 45, with the Lucky Star numbers of 7 and 10, $75.5 million.
That was lucky for them, I suppose, right?
I suppose so. Like, what would have happened if that thing had printed out just, like, a minute later and they had just left?
And then they go, you know, because they get the lotto officials find out where the ticket was sold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And probably scanned and checked. Oh, what a nightmare that would be.
Total nightmare. Worked out for them, though. $75.5 million. Everything is good.
Nice.
Yep. So a Virginia man stole $800 worth of Pop-Tarts and other snacks over the last year, according to police. A man was arrested for stealing $800 worth of cookies, Pop-Tarts, and granola bars. I'm not even mad at this guy. This is like my childhood dream. It's just to stock up
on Pop-Tarts.
Police say he stole the snacks over the last year from a distribution center in Virginia. He was arrested on Monday after a loss prevention officer witnessed him stuffing his pockets with the stolen items. Like, do you really throw a guy like that in jail if he's just like
it's
taking
harmless.
Cookies and putting them in his pockets? I mean, over the course of a year, I guess it adds up to be a lot, but come on.
Man, Dave, you don't understand what kind of epidemic this is. Look what happens when it goes unchecked. Look at the Hamburglar. He's been out there for years. How many burgers has he stolen from McDonald's?
Ooh, too many.
Son of a bitch.
Too many.
Okay, another food-related one here. And Mahoney, you tell me if you have sympathy on this guy. Dude is going 99 miles an hour. Got pulled over.
It's fast in any, I mean, anywhere you get pulled over, that's, you're going at least 10 miles, 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, even on the highway.
But he had a perfectly good excuse.
What's that?
He had to get to Taco Bell before they close. This took place in Minnesota, not here in Las Vegas, where most of the Taco Bells are 24 hours.
Now, the reason why Las Vegas is amazing.
One ticket that stood out was this guy getting busted, going 99 miles an hour. And he said, quote, I'm just trying to make it to Taco Bell before they close. Unfortunately, because the cops pulled him over, he probably missed the window. Did not get his precious
ticket. Did he get a ticket?
Oh, man.
Almost certainly.
Looks like
because the Department of Safety knew about it. So if he just let him go.
Well, luckily Del Taco, I think, in most cities, 24/7.
They actually have a list of the eight best dollar menu items that you can buy today. Are you interested in some of these?
Of course. I mean, who doesn't love a good value?
We'll just bust through the top five. Taco Bell's Shredded Chicken Mini Quesadilla comes in at number five.
Haven't tried that yet. Sounds good, though.
Number four, the Sonic Mini Tots.
Oh, yeah.
I do love some tater tots.
Yeah. Ain't mad at that.
Every time I go to a bar and I'm eating crappy bar food, and they're like, sir, would you prefer fries or tater tots? It's always tater tots. Unless they try to bamboozle you with those stupid sweet potato tots.
Oh, why would you do that?
Don't you dare.
Sweet
potato tots? No.
Even sweet potato fries. Like, I'm still...
Sweet potato fries suck, too. I don't need a variation. Fries, we nailed it with that. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop changing. Like,
I don't need something that's somewhat healthier. It's
not
going to
be healthy.
But it's
right.
It has, like, that sweet but it's also like, I don't know, like
sweet and salty.
But it that's a combo that doesn't work for me. I don't know why.
Sweet potato fries are only good if you dust them with vanilla powder.
So like a dessert.
Yeah, then it's very sweet.
I've never even tried that.
There's places to do it. I will say gourmet tater tots too. There's a couple places around town that do gourmet tater tots.
Gourmet tater tots?
Game changer.
You just mean they like pour a bunch of cheese on it?
Well, no, they're like individually fried, so it's like the perfectly very crisp.
God, you're so uppity. You're so uppity and still white trash.
What are you talking about? A connoisseur of food, you son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
Hate on me.
Number three, McDonald's McChicken. Number two, Del Taco and Jack in the Box's tacos, still on the dollar menu. And then number one, Burger King's cheeseburger.
Yeah, I mean, for a dollar, I would say Burger King's, you know, burger. How also is that a dollar? Because what can you buy for a dollar?
For a dollar,
I'm amazed. I'm like, really? $1, I get a burger.
Oh, that's because
the whole chain process of this.
Everyone buys a $7 Coke to go along with it.
Yeah, or like dessert.
Mahoney, how much do you pay for these individually fried tater tots?
No, it's like $10 or $8 for the appetizer.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if it's still around because it's been a couple years since I've been down there, but stacked at the Mirage. I don't know if it's still there or not.
The high-end steakhouse?
I don't know. No, it's like a mid-range place. But they got really
That's a pretty high-end steakhouse. I've been there. You're paying like $60 a cut of meat.
No.
Yeah.
Like 40.
Oh, only $40.
That's a big difference. But they have the gourmet tater tots. You're and then so they come stupid. Out with the coldest ketchup on the planet. So you have this like piping hot, very perfectly crisp tater tot and the super cold ketchup. And it is a delight in your mouth.
What?
I'm saying it's a delight in your mouth.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This war on plastic straws, I mean, what if it extends to the crazy straws? Because I will never, ever give up my crazy straw.
Message deleted.
I think there's battles that need to be picked when it comes to stuff. That is not a battle that I am willing to fight. Like littering, pollution, all that stuff. Really bad, right? Yeah. But there are things that are 1,000 times worse that do 10,000 times the damage.
See, I'm on the other side. I don't care if straws go away at all. I don't like straws. I've never liked straws. I don't use them. When somebody comes over and says, would you like a straw? I say no. And so I'm on the opposite side. I don't have like this big thing. I agree. There's lots of stuff that's
but like if somebody likes straws, why that's that you're forcing your views onto somebody else. Just because you don't like straws doesn't mean that there are other people out there who
I'm saying I don't care on either side. I don't care if you like straws or don't.
Teeth, Dave.
I don't care.
Ice gets on there. It's cold.
I like straws.
Doesn't feel nice. Nobody likes it.
Bring your own straw with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
You know what?
It's a lot of work.
I'm going to buy those crazy straws, and that's going to be my straw forever.
Is it?
Yeah.
All kidding aside, I bet straw manufacturers are freaking the F out.
Yeah. They
got to be, right?
You're losing jobs, man.
Taking away jerbs.
Is that what it is?
Where's my jerb?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, hydrogen is not made out of carbon atoms. Carbon is abundant on Earth. Hydrogen is abundant in the universe. Our sun is made up out of hydrogen. I'm a little bit irritated right now. Fight me, though.
Message deleted.
Our engineer just came in here and lit Mahoney up with facts, and Mahoney just went, yeah, it's been a long time since I took that class.
And this is not stuff I use on a daily basis. Who cares?
Please leave a
hydrogen, carbon,
after the
whatever, you know.
Hey, Mahoney, is your fiance on this Tommy Bahama bandwagon, too? Like, what's their women's selection like? I honestly have no idea. Like, I tend to ignore the brands that cost $100 a shirt. Man, that's, you know, that's ridiculous.
Message deleted.
They're actually not bad.
Do they have women's?
Yeah.
You've looked into them?
It's not like that, like Mahoney's shirts, but it's
Kid you not, Mahoney has bought the entire summer collection from Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just got another shipment in last night.
Another shipment? How many come in a shipment?
My girlfriend likes, or my fiance, she likes the she likes me in the Tommy Bahama shirts.
Yeah?
She does. She
It's colorful.
I think she's like, there is no other woman on this planet who will find you attractive in any way, shape, or form. So you just keep...
You just keep on doing that.
The women's selection, there's some stuff. We went in, because we went to the one down at Town Square, and she was checking out some stuff. Not really her speed. She's a little bit more classic when it comes to her dress.
Yeah.
But... love the smell of that whole store.
She kind of has like an Audrey Hepburn thing going on.
She does.
You have more of a...
I love her style.
If Jimmy Buffett let himself go, look going on.
Huh.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Jimmy Buffett from 30 years ago, or are we talking current day Jimmy Buffett?
No, current day Jimmy Buffett. Just stop caring.
I mean, he already stopped caring, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
So you're saying...
Yeah.
I am so ridiculously excited for the Smashing Pumpkins coming to Las Vegas. The Smashing Pumpkins, everybody. Woo!
Message deleted.
Good for
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
I hope it's a good show. Their last couple here, you know,
not the best.
Left a little to be desired, according to Mahoney, who
I've heard.
Called it, quote, the worst show he's ever seen in his whole life.
October 8, 2011 at the Cosmopolitan Pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
but, was, I mean, they have the band back together. I imagine they're going to play the hits this time. That was the big gripe last time.
If they're playing in the arena, which they are, they're playing over at T-Mobile, they better play the hits.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to see, you know, thousands of people probably leaving. Like, it's not the Jimmy Chamberlain and Billy Corgan, you know, avant-garde hour. That's not why we showed up. Play Bullet with Butterfly
Wings.
Play
Tonight.
Zero Today.
Get to it.
Play the hits. You got 20 of them. Do
it. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm just curious. Dave Mahoney, do you guys own Dave and Buster's? Because, well, Dave's certainly a Dave, and Mahoney's certainly a Buster. Y'all have a good one.
Message deleted.
Today, we're not doing bad jokes, dad jokes today.
That was just a fact.
Oh, is that...
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
Oh, guys, poor Charlie Sheen.
Oh, no.
He's getting blacklisted from Hollywood, and he's upset about it.
Why would Hollywood blacklist such a stable, you know, generous,
likable guy?
Yeah.
Does so much good for the community.
Yeah, who's not a risk to their company whatsoever.
He's trying to reduce his child support payments because he claims he can't afford them anymore. In court papers, he says he can't find steady work because he's, quote, been blacklisted from many aspects of the entertainment industry. He says he's down to less than $10 million and the bills are piling up.
Oh, boy.
Can't find steady work because he's been, quote, blacklisted. Charlie pays $20,000 a month to Denise Richards for their daughters, which... he also pays $55,000 a month to Brooke Mueller for the twin sons, Bob and Max. So, I mean, you're talking about $75,000 a month. That's a lot, but, you know, $75,000 a month over the course of a year. Yeah, you're looking at
not even a million. So you got enough child support to last you 12, 13 years till they're about 18.
In 2010, Charlie was the highest paid TV actor on TV, making $1.8 million per episode of Two and a Half Men.
Wow.
And then that anger management show made him well over $100 million.
He owes millions to his lawyers, the IRS, and the bank for his mortgage, and he's past due on his gardening and pool cleaning bills, you guys.
Gardening?
Yeah.
Oh.
His pool cleaner stopped coming, Dave? Whatever is he going to do?
Back in February, he was forced to put his Beverly Hills estate on the market for $10 million.
Are you okay, Dave? Can you read the rest of the story?
No, that's it.
Maybe if you stop smoking all the drugs.
Yeah.
Doing all the crack.
Yeah.
And
tiger blood.
Having the unprotected sex with people while you have AIDS and not telling them. Maybe you wouldn't be in this predicament you are currently in. It's hard to feel bad for a guy who's made as much money and has been given as many chances as he is.
He just blew it, right?
Yeah. Dude, you he couldn't have blown it in a more spectacular fashion.
So a woman in Canada has two kids. She's pregnant with her third child, and on Sunday stopped by McDonald's to get a latte on her way to a basketball tournament.
Okay.
She took a sip and then knew something was off, and so she spit it out. When she told employees, they said, oh, whoops, we had our cleaning lines hooked up to what we thought were the milk lines for the machine. Instead of a latte, they served her a cup of coffee and cleaning solution.
Oh my gosh.
How do they make those lines so close and next to each other?
And why would you do that?
What are you talking about? Fortunately, it seems like her and the unborn baby are going to be totally okay. And it doesn't sound like she's going to sue McDonald's, which is kind of refreshing.
I mean, if anybody's going to has a, you know, a case to sue, if you're a pregnant woman and you get served a cup of cleaning supplies.
Have you ever sued anyone?
Have I not?
So have you ever sued anyone? Ian, you ever sued anyone?
Yes, actually, when I was a senior in high school.
What? Why?
Because they seriously injured me, and ow. I have an enlarged spleen now because of it.
Really?
Yep. It was a substitute teacher.
What? What happened?
What? I was on my way to go pick up my girlfriend, and some Canadian geese were crossing the street.
God,
and
I love this story so much.
No. So I stopped because I don't want anything happening to Canadian geese, and I got plowed from behind by a substitute teacher.
Are you talking about in your car?
Yeah,
or?
In my car. Okay, right. Yeah, in my car. And my seatbelt went into like my gut, and then like I had some internal stuff, and now I have a really huge spleen, like really big. I got the biggest spleen in this building.
Whoa. Are you bragging about that?
Hell yeah, I am.
You don't know if you got the biggest spleen.
Yeah,
you've never seen my spleen.
Come on, man.
I got a pretty big spleen,
no,
man.
Mine's huge. Yeah. Mine is huge.
Mine's big for my size. You don't know. I'm tall.
But yeah, I got paid. And then I just blew all the money.
How much did you make?
I don't want to say.
Say
come
it.
On.
I really don't want
no, to. No, come on, man.
No, I got over 10 grand from her.
Oh, man.
You got like $6 million.
Yeah. Whatever, man. You guys know how much money I got.
No, we know.
So 10 grand, like that was big money for me.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of money.
Blew it all on Red Dog.
That's a beer.
What, on Red Dog beer?
That's a malt liquor, people.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was so bad. But I got a cool story out of it.
And a huge spleen.
And a massive spleen.
Congratulations.
No, seriously.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Sylvia, you already teased what we're going to be enjoying today, and it is a rosé beer, right, Mahoney? Yeah.
Yes, we are drinking. We featured Fruitlands from Modern Times not too long ago, and I know you guys are saying you're drinking a lot of Modern Times lately, Mahoney. And yes, that's true. Modern Times, they are getting ready to celebrate their 5th anniversary. They may be my favorite brewery right now, but there's a lot of really good beer in the market.
Oh, that's saying a lot.
But these guys are doing pretty big things. And
oh, really?
One of my favorite beer of the summer right now is Modern Times Fruitlands, their original version. So when I found out that they had released the rosé edition of Fruitlands, I knew that we had to bring it in. Plus, Sylvia was badgering me for weeks to bring it in because she just loves the pink can.
It's super cute.
Yes.
It's adorable.
Super cute.
Pretty.
It is. The Modern Times Fruitlands Rosé Edition has 4.8% alcohol by volume and 17 IBUs. It's being served today from a very, very, very pink 16-ounce can that are currently being sold in four packs that are priced around $10.99. For a limited time, you can find the Modern Times Fruitlands Rosé Edition at fine craft retailers like Corey's Fine Wine and Spirits, Top Shelf, and Speedy Marts, which is where I got this one. Those are all around town. Five categories in which we rate every single beer for breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. So let's all take a look at the Fruitlands Rosé Edition from Modern Times. Actually, you know, let's all cheers. It's been a good week.
Cheers, Mahoney.
Yeah,
that's been good.
All right.
Yeah, cheers. What happened to you?
No, nothing happened to me. I just didn't know, would categorize it as a good week. Ian, good week?
You know why it's a good week?
Why?
Because it's over.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
That's right. So let's all take a big drink.
All right.
Ooh, that is tart. The five categories: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's start with the look. Sylvia, you want to describe this since you wanted me to bring this in based on the look alone?
Yes, it is. It's cloudy.
Yep.
But it also has that really pretty pink color.
Yep.
And that's why I'm so excited about this.
It really is, as weird as it is to say, picks up light nicely.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah. Saying, like,
it glimmers.
It's very pretty.
It looks like a lava lamp.
This
what?
Yeah, hippie.
Kind of,
what, bro? Come on, man.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, man.
What kind of lava lamps did you have?
Yeah, seriously.
Weirdo. The Rosé edition of Fruitlands has incredibly pink body, as Sylvia pointed out, produced a very large, fizzy white head with a normal pour. Like the name suggests, it kind of looks just like a traditional rosé.
Yeah.
Like, if you put this in a wine glass, I probably wouldn't tell. I mean, the carbonation would set me off a little bit, but
yeah,
depending on how many rosés I had, I probably wouldn't care.
It's a bit cloudier, and the white lacing kind of tips you off as well.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're looking just straight at the body,
sure.
It definitely looks like the pink Starburst.
Yeah,
you know, like that. That is the color that comes to mind.
Pink Starburst are the best.
You know, people hate on the yellow Starburst.
Yeah, you like the yellow?
Suck.
I love the yellow Starburst.
I like the combo
of the pink and yellow is really good if you smash them together.
If I'm just gonna be honest, I think the orange are the worst.
Is today International Beer Day?
Wait, what? No, it's Watermelon Day.
It is Watermelon Day.
Pretty sure it's International Beer Day.
There's
as well.
So many. What? Yesterday was like National IPA Day. It's too hard to keep up.
It's
with
just
all this
an excuse
crap.
To eat and drink badly.
Well, I have to drink.
It's National Red Wine Day.
The other day it was like National.
Tomorrow's National Scotch Day. Yeah,
girlfriend
Day.
Yeah. Wow,
right. Sylvia.
That's
Jesus.
Let's all move to the next category, the smells. Put your schnozzes in here. And Dave, we'll start with you, because you've got a magnificent nose.
Thank
probably the
so
best
much.
Nose
yeah,
on the show.
It is.
Well,
it is gorgeous.
Well, thank you so much for saying that.
Pointiest
that
of them all.
It's a nice looking honker.
Honk, honk. No, it smells nice. You do get some of that tartness in there. Yep. You get some citrus and some fruit smells. But there is a bit of sweetness to it as well.
Yeah. The nose, like you said, I think very sharp and tart. Those are the first two things that come to my mind when I take a big whiff of there. I get a little bit of raspberries and cherries in there, and I think it's kind of inviting.
Yeah.
I like the nose on this, and Modern Times are known for their quality, and I think that's why they've become such a big brewery over the last 5 years, because they are putting in high-quality ingredients. So this thing is loaded up with fruit, much like the name would suggest, being that it's called
Fruitlands,
yes. Mm-hmm. Let's all cheers. Let's move on to the taste.
Yeah,
I know Sylvia's already plowed through an entire
cheers,
glass.
Everybody, yes.
Yeah, she's going to be feeling good this Friday.
Tastes like oatmeal.
Oatmeal?
Oatmeal.
What kind of oatmeal are you eating?
Yeah, seriously.
I normally pour some booze in my oatmeal in the morning.
Maybe that's right.
It does have a very full mouth feel to it.
Yes.
You know, like it when I say oatmeal, like, you know, that feeling that you get when you put a scoop of oatmeal in your mouth.
Yeah.
It kind of like fills up your
body,
mouth.
Yeah.
And a lot of body and substance to it. I get that. But no, overall, very nice. It does have that bite to it, though.
Ian, you tell me, what are your thoughts on the taste of this particular beer?
I'm sorry, I'm not getting really the oatmeal feel, but...
Shut up, Ian. Okay. No one cares about you.
I know.
Stupid review.
I just want...
Wow.
Anyways, you know, it's not as sour as I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
There is that tartiness, though. I'm getting a lot of berries, though, which I really enjoy. I like the fruitiness of this. Dave, I like the fruitiness. I really like the fruitiness.
Oh, man.
I just want to let you know that.
Why are you letting me know that?
Because I have a feeling you would have said something, so I just wanted to say it first. I like how fruity it is. It's very fitting for me.
Sylvia, you have plowed through one of these already. You are on your second one of the morning. I assume you like this. Tell us
what you like
about the taste.
I like that it's salty, but it's not too salty because you still have that fruitiness.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. I'm just listening to what you're saying.
But I know it has like the cherries and the raspberries, and but I only taste the cranberry.
Okay.
And there you go.
No, I think there's a lot of tart, and you're using tart berries in this. But
straight to the point.
All I got.
If you all lick your lips, you will taste that that salt right in there.
Oh yeah,
right there, and that's, you know, traditional of the style. The Goza, that is one of my favorite styles. It's got that saltiness base to the body. It's not as prevalent on this one as it is on some of the other ones because I think there's so much fruit and there is that tartness that kind of explodes and kind of overshadows it more so than the other ones.
The tartiness explodes, not the saltiness.
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, if you lick your lips, you will taste the salt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
just kind of hangs out.
Like
right in your lower part of your beard there, like the flavor saver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower part of my goatee.
Your goatee. Your hotee.
Yes. It starts off puckering tartness, hits you at first, just like the nose. Lots of fruit. Sour with a nice mild sweetness in there, which I think rounds it out in a good way. The beer is made with a ton of raspberries, cherries, cranberries, and that shows in the flavor. All those are very present. Zero alcohol. And like I said, the finish isn't as salty as the original Fruit Lands, but there's still that light bit of salt on the tip of your tongue and on your lips. So I think it makes you want to take another drink after taking each sip.
Sylvia is plowing through another big old gulp over there.
Yes, she is.
Has not stopped since this hit the table.
Yeah, we got a text about, is Sylvia getting lit? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes she is.
It's Friday, so you know? Let it all out. Let your flag fly
on
Friday.
I'm coming for MJ after this.
Wait, are you?
Oh, you are?
I am.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
We didn't know you had to.
Okay. All right.
I thought this was the end of your day, not the beginning.
Oh, boy.
It'll be fun. All right. I'm here till 3.
Who wants to hear some Seether?
Let's get some Metallica on.
The mouthfeel. It's light-bodied, but still full-flavored, nicely carbonated. Overall, the first thing that comes to mind about the feel of this is just refreshing. Overall, drinkability, this style of beer has been my summer favorite so far. The Goza, this particular variant of Fruitlands from Modern Times is very good. If you like rosé, I think you'll like this. If you don't like rosé, I think you'll like this also, just because it's different enough. I think it's not quite as sour as some of the rosés. It's certainly not nearly as sugary as like when you're comparing it to its wine counterpart. Basically, they call this rosé because it looks like the rosé. Yeah. It doesn't really taste a whole lot like that. The name may seem a little gimmicky, but I assure you this is a solid and refreshing beer that is perfect for the summer. Can I get a drum roll, Dave? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I give the Modern Times Fruitlands Rosé Edition a 3.9 out of 5.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
All right, 702-791-1075 is the phone number. If you know the answer for Know the Show today, here's the question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Every time I go to a bar and I'm eating crappy bar food, and they were like, sir, would you prefer fries or it's always yes, I will definitely choose eating this over fries every time. 702-791-1075. Mahoney took it a step further and said that he likes the fancy version of this in his mouth. If you are
gourmet.
If you are the first person in with the correct answer, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to experience Mayhem in Mesquite 15. Saturday, August 11th at the Casablanca Resort and Casino in Mesquite.
Next weekend, we're going to be there. We're going to be up in it.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to be calling those fights. Mesquite.
What?
We're going to be in you, Mesquite.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. We're big in Mesquite.
I thought you said we're going to be, I don't know.
You are hammered.
No, I'm not hammered.
You have a show to do after this.
No, I understand
that.
I didn't know
you had to do a show after this. I want to give you so much beer.
We talked about it earlier.
No, we didn't.
You misunderstood then.
You need to learn to articulate.
You said in you, Mesquite.
All right, so Tough Enough is the future stars of MMA. It's a great time, and Mesquite is always a blast. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Your chance to go for free if you know the answer. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Skyler.
Skyler, correct answer is?
Onion rings.
No, man.
Aww, nobody wants onion rings over fries.
Come on, man. What the hell's wrong with that?
Get out of here, Skyler. Fail.
He's so happy. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Talmore,
my man. Correct answer is?
What's up, guys? It's Tater Tots.
Tater Tots, right.
Yes.
Talmore, we look forward to seeing you, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, out of the Casablanca in Mesquite. Mayhem in Mesquite 15 is going down, and it is going to be a blast. We will see you there, my friend.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Yeah.
All
right.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, bone means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.